The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is February the 26th, 2018. Just want to thank you all on this Monday for you to chime in and listening to Tando Radio Show by way of Black Talk Radio Network. And I greatly, greatly appreciate you. As we start to move forward, we're going to develop this program even more. Got a great surprise for you. And I'm going to get started in that. And also, we're going to jump into some of our administrative duties. And we're also going to jump into the what's in the news and then the topic of our show. But before we do that, I just want to let you all know that we're going to be having a special guest. And this special guest you are not unfamiliar with, but she is going to be on the show from time to time when she's available as a co-host with me. And I'm looking forward so much to that. And it's going to be our great sister, Kim Melanchon, is going to be our co-host with us today and whenever she is available. So I'm looking forward to that. Kim is on the board, and I'm going to bring her up in a second. So just wanted to let you all know that now we're going to have a different perspective on different things. Now, Kim, I just want to let you know that I didn't get a chance to send Kim some of the things that we were going to be talking about today, but I'm going to work that out with him because I just want to hear, you know, her perspective on things. And not only that, it'll give us a good opportunity to stay abreast as to what's going on and how to help Dwanye and Kim's organization of GATA, because I think that that's so, so important. So we're going to have Kim as our co-host, and I think that's a great thing, and we'll get another perspective on our, some of the topics that we talk about here on Tando Radio Show. A queen's perspective is always a very, very powerful one. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is going to be the call-in number. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making donations to Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet that was put together in a grassroots campaign to give you access to all of the things in the social media realm and spectrum without being as adversely affected as your overall identity being sold, your information being data mined and used against you in so many different ways, because that's what it does. It's a spider algorithm that's used to put things in together. And I know that FedBook seems like it's free, but it's not. There's actually a very, very high cost. It's just that, see, most of the time is that we may not understand fully what our true value is, and when we don't understand what our true value is, we give up our price list for absolutely nothing, and that's what definitely happens in different forms in programs. And BTR Community was put together for you to engage in social media activity without being as adversely affected and being able to use the overall platform to your benefit. FedBook does not benefit you. And I know it brings a dopamine rush, and, you know, it gives some seemingly benefits, but those benefits are, you know, is the price of doing business. For the overall system, they'll allow that to happen, because even those benefits that are seemingly given to the overall members or the people that participate in FedBook, it comes at a price for them where it really does benefit the overall system at large. Meaning this: yes, you get in contact with long-lost friends and relatives, but now the algorithms is put together on your every move and theirs as well. So it's snitching on the internet in so many different ways, and how we use it is and how it was put together is just, you know, really, really concerning that we would engage in some of the activities that that are engaged in. So just want to say, if you're going to use it, please use it responsibly. And so, yes, Scotty, we will get Kim set up. I will actually set Kim up for her to have her own BTR membership, Scotty. I sure will. So I will send you that and take care of that. So going to be looking to that. But you know what? While we do that, just before we get into, let me finish the administrative things, then I'll bring Kim up. Okay. So definitely. And you can join BTR Community by becoming a member. And it's only $24 a year to $4 for the whole year. And that is something that you can use for marketing and advertising of your business, things that of your interest, and things that you think should be have more exposure. So this is a membership. So in memberships, the benefit is given to you. So now you can use that, and as long as it's responsible and within reason, no problem. So definitely should be utilizing that. And I just want to say, so happy to be back on the show with you all. I had a very busy couple of weeks here. Over the weekend, since Thursday, I actually was in training in a school in Houston. I will bring you some of that information. Ooh, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal stuff that we're going to be doing and gaining some assets and diversifying ourselves. And you can do it too. I will bring you some of that information in the coming days, and we'll have a special guest that will also come on with us to talk about it more. So definitely want to do that. Also, everyone, you have that opportunity with BTR Community. Please, if you listen to Tando Radio Show, if you listen to Black Talk Radio Network, please become a member of BTR Community for $24 a year. That actually supports this network and allow it to remain functioning in it. Your overall contributions is definitely needed for this network to stay on air. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, not currency, thinking it's money and it's not, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, where you can trade your cash for real money of silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, which you should be doing. That should definitely be part of your savings plan and part of your overall wealth building, your wealth building platform. That one of the platforms that you should use in your wealth building asset, controlling assets is very, very important. And we'll definitely talk about some of those things. So, man, a lot has been going on. I missed a whole bunch. But I will get back on pace and back on course. It won't take me long. And then we'll be sharing different things with you and looking forward to that. So if you would like to acquire real money, just send an email to Prosperity Mint and just tell them Dave sent you, and then please respond. Once they respond to you, leave a telephone number for them to give you a call, and it's not going to, that call is only going to be where they're going to show you the proper way of purchasing. They won't be recalling. Some people have left emails and they didn't leave phone numbers. They Prosperity Mint replied to them once or twice, and that was it, because they're not actually trying to they're not selling your information. You're not going to get sales calls from them at all. It's to your benefit, so respond to Prosperity Mint, okay? There's a reason why that's done. It's for your benefit, okay? So trust and believe me. And then once you hear the response, you'll see why I say that, okay? Just they will respond, and then please respond back with them, okay? Now, let's get into the first annual RDP Summit. I'm just getting back today from my school. I will try to catch up with the to put this all together and let you all know how that is going to be done. Getting close to it. It's the end of February, and it's going to be in June the 6th, 15th and 16th. Dallas, so get that information to you all, okay? And I would just say one of the things that for you all, one of the tricks you want to use is that get your flight arrangements early. But this is how you do it: don't do round trip tickets. Do one way tickets, one way into Dallas and then a one way out of Dallas, and use different computers when you do it, so that the computer won't be able to. That the overall airline carrier won't be able to see that that same IP address is trying to make round trip reservations, and then they charge you more for that. It's just a little clue for that. So use two computers, make one way going and one way coming back. It will be cheaper for you to do that, okay? Little hint on how to do that, okay? So check that out. All right, so let me get into, wait a minute, let me bring up our co-host, and then we'll get into what's in the news. Let me just, one second, let me find, there it is. I'm going to unmute Kim, give Kim a couple of seconds to get ready and come on the board. Kim, once you're ready, just give me a hello, let me know that you're
hello.
There. Kim, what's going on? How you doing?
Dave. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
What do you mean? Thank you for you know, coming on and actually giving us the great fortune of having you as a co-host. And so, but Kim, what I want to do is that I'm going to set you up within BTR Community where you'll have your own platform, but you can also, I gave you my password and everything, so you could post things inside of Tando Radio Show, and you could do Tando Radio Show, Kim Tando Radio Show, and post there however you want to do it. And I just want to, and what I usually do, Kim, is I just, you know, interesting articles, whatever is on your mind, whatever you think that's, you know, valuable, something that you want to share with our listening audience, you just post it there.
Okay.
Just give them an update of some things that's going on. But I am so happy, sister, to have you on as a co-host just to give us a queen's perspective, a different view, a different voice, a different energy, and a different correctness.
Thank you.
And a different correctness.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Yes, yes. So looking forward to it. And, of course, this will be a great opportunity for us to always be updated on Dwanye and your foundation, your GATA foundation, and what's going on there. GATA, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something.
No,
GATA.
It's
see,
actually
that's
GIA.
Why you...
GIA.
Oh, it's GIA.
GIA.
It's GIA. See, that's why it's so important for Kim to be on here, GIA. And my man, Brother Griffin says, congratulations, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Brother Otis.
So this will be a great way for us to keep up with what's going on. And I'm really happy because this is how we can actually help Dwanye. Kim actually posted inside of Tando Radio Show where you, the regular listeners of Tando Radio Show, can actually send correspondence to Dwanye. And she posted this the other day. I actually was offline the whole weekend, and I didn't see it until this morning. So we will repost that. Kim posted that 4 days ago.
Yes.
And let me just... And if you can't, Kim, you have that pulled up so we could give that out. And big shouts out to my man, Marv.
Yes, I wanted to say, Marv, thank you so much. Marv contacted me to basically mentor Dwanye and give him some really valuable tools that he will need, hopefully for his short ride. And I was just explaining to him, Dwanye's spirit is still very, very refreshing, and he's still very encouraged. And I can tell you that just speaking to him is not like you're speaking to someone who is incarcerated. He's just a very, very positive young man, and he every time tells me to thank everyone who supports and is listening to Black Talk Radio and who hears his story, because that's really important to him as well.
Yes, and well, Kim, I have it pulled up. You want me to give out the Dwanye's information, correspondent information?
Yes, that will be fine.
Okay, great. Right. Okay, so what I want to do is I'll give everyone Dwanye, and then we're going to definitely talk about Dwanye's case and what actually the events that were surrounding Dwanye's condition. Because you need to know because sometimes we have new listeners and some listeners that may have missed one thing or another, but this is definitely our overall drive, is to have this young man just to receive the due process that he should be receiving, that was supposedly promised by the written law, which in my opinion was extremely and grossly neglected. And the overall judicial fiduciary duties were intentionally squandered, and intentionally. So I won't say that they were squandered. They were purposely under conspiracy to deprive Dwanye, which means that they're depriving you, your children,
That's
and
right.
you directly. So let me give this out, and it's going to be, you're going to, for those of you that would like to correspond with Dwanye, and we will definitely have him give us a call here whenever that's going to be available. We're going to try to set it up maybe one day on air where Dwanye can call in. One of the reasons why I wanted Kim as a co-host, one reason, but just because Kim is a fantastic, beautiful individual and is a queen that we always should be hearing from. So I'm going to give you some time to get something to write with. And this is how you can reach out and correspond with Dwanye. And I'm going to give you the spelling. Dwanye's spelling is D-W-A-N-Y-A Hickerson, H-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. then what you want to do is you want to put a number. And you want to put number 212686. Once again, after Duanye's number, name, you want to add the number 212686. And the address of mailing is going to be capital C, capital M, capital C, capital F, space, capital R, capital C, space, capital B, space, the word zone, Z-O-N-E, space, B-E-D, space, 23, capital T. One more time. It's going to be capital C, capital M, capital C, capital F. Charles, Mary, Charles, Frank, space, capital R, capital C. Robert Charles, space, capital B, as in Bobby, space, the word zone, spell the word zone out, capital Z-O-N-E. Then you're going to put in space bed, B-E-D, 23, capital T. And that is going to be P.O. Box 88550, Pearl, Mississippi, with Mississippi abbreviated as MS, 39288 is the zip code. Pearl, Mississippi, 39288 is the zip code. And that is the correspondent address for Duanye. And as Kim had so powerfully said, temporarily address until Duanye receives his due process. And once that due process is received, I do not see this young man being bound by this system. So please, if you would like to correspond, you can send magazine books, and you can order them from Amazon. Make sure that they are, you make sure there's nothing else that you're sending. Make sure it's appropriate material. Find out what appropriate material is. Do not send things that are inappropriate, please, because we want Duanye to receive all of his correspondence during this temporary bondage that the state of Mississippi has unjustifiably placed under this young man, that we are going to galvanize our overall energy together to be able to force the system to maintain the overall creed or the deeds that it set forth and have it to display itself accordingly by giving Duanye his due process. So that's how you could reach out to Duanye. One second. Okay, you're so welcome, Kim. Kim, you are the co-host with me on Tando. I'm so happy about that, sister.
I am too.
How was your weekend?
It was great. It was really great. Very quiet and uneventful, the way I like it. So it was
right.
Really a lot of meditating and, you know, taking calls about different things for the organization. So, but it was good. Nice and quiet.
Cool. And, you know, meditation is one part of today's show. So I'm glad that you you spoke on that. So with that being said, I'm going to jump into what's in the news, and then we'll actually go through the, you know, I'm going to tell you, today's show is going to be about our children. And I think it's appropriate that we have Kim, this is her first show. And why it's so important that we protect our children from the system. And protecting our children from, I think the priority is for us to protect our children from the system before individuals. And just, I'm going to just lay out some of the reasons why I say that. And So that is definitely going to be a part of today's show. And I think that that's very, very important. So, but the topic for today's show, I kind of changed it around, but I wrote earlier today is that war's first fatality is the honest truth while burning ethical methods on internment's altar. Basically this, they're lying to you about everything to create wars and then to place you under the overall subjugation of bondage, enslavement, as a sacrifice and as a benefit to them. And this is being institutionalized in so many different ways, and we are not looking at it for what it truly is. And this is very, very dangerous, and this is something that is extremely, extremely harmful and deadly to our overall children's development and ourselves as well. So that's the topic for today's show. But let me get into what's in the news, some of the things that happened in the news, and then after that, jump into today's show. And if you'd like to express your overall opinions or your comments or questions, definitely do that. I think, Scotty, before I jump in the news, Scotty, did you want to say something?
Yeah, real quick, going back to our conversation right before we came on live.
Yes.
That kind of plays into your topic today, so I'll just be very, very brief. But you mentioned the children and protecting them from the system. And so we're on about day three, maybe day four, of Sean King of the New York Daily News, who also writes for The Intercept, which is an excellent excellent news source, The Intercept. I do recommend it. They have a good track record putting out truth and separating facts from fiction. But Sean King, a lot of people know him, associated him with his coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement, Trayvon Martin, all of the police brutality and violence, state-sponsored, and sanctioned violence against the people. So, the other day saw that Sean King, said that the NCAA, they about to have their $9 billion or $8 billion tournament, basketball tournament. I think it's going to be on CBS, whichever one of the networks paid their kind of cash to cash in on exploiting our children. These are college players. If my children were in college right now, I still would be looking at them as our children. We're talking about 18-year-olds, right. Sometimes 17-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. So it's our children. And the NCAA is arguing that they don't have to pay the student athletes, not even set it up like work study, where a student goes to class, but then they go wash dishes somewhere. That's part of the work study program, help them pay their way through college. But it's different with a student athlete. He don't have that kind of time when his so-called extra time not spent studying, is devoted to the weight room to work. You know what I'm saying? To working on that right. craft, that skill, that the colleges and universities are making billions. And they are citing and saying that they don't have to pay them the 13th Amendment, saying that, hey, the U.S. government and the states are practicing slavery via the 13th Amendment as punishment for crime against prisoners. So, it's totally wrong to be compare college students to prisoners, because college students haven't been set up yet. They haven't been convicted, And so how you going to say the 13th Amendment applies to your children? But these are the universities telling us to our face that they're exploiting the athleticism of our children and looking at them as slave labor, and they don't have to pay them because the 13th Amendment said that slavery is legal. So, just wow. When you talk about the system preying on children, and I used to resist comparing these athletes to victims of modern slavery, but hey, when Massa call himself out and say that's what I'm practicing, then I got to go along with what he says. And that's just what he's saying in a response to a federal lawsuit.
Yep, Scotty. And, when you told me that, I said, I can't, what? And I wasn't really, really I was shocked that they admitted that so bluntly. And I think there's a lot of things that are going to be admitted bluntly going forward for a reason, because the overall system is tightening its noose around our young. They don't really care about, if, let me tell you, if you're over 35, the system doesn't care about you anymore. They've used you the way that they wanted to use you. Now they're moving to discard you. They care about the youth, the energy of the youth. That's who they care about, because that overall resource is priceless. So that's what today's show is going to be about, and we're going to touch on that. Kim and I are definitely going to touch on that, and I know Scotty's going to jump in, and we would love to hear from you. So, yes, I posted an article after Scotty told me that. I had no clue. I posted a article from IB Times, and it says NCAA reportedly cite prisons labor defense for not paying student-athletes. And not paying athletes, and we're going to definitely take a look at that. And there were other ones where they cited cited the 13th member in this article as well. As Scotty said, reporter Sean King had brought this to the forefront through publication. So, and this is all public record in their overall case. It's Van Ski versus Pete's. A 1992 case in which Illinois is one of the things that the NCAA cited. So we're going to definitely take a look at that. But we're going to take a look at this in multiple forms, because they are doing this, and you're going to see a pattern here. Okay, and just before the last show that I did, I talked about the shooting in Florida, what the system is really setting up. This is another play off of that. So we have a lot to talk about. Kim is here, I am here, and you are there. We would love to hear from you, the Tando Radio Show listeners. And you sound off once we open up the phone lines. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. And Kim, at any time, if I run my motor mouth too much, you just say, hold on, Dave. You just say, Dave, and you just jump right in, and I'm gonna shut everybody up. Now, one thing I don't do, Kim, is I don't when other people are on, when I give people their space to talk. But you being the queen and the co-host of the show, when you want to say something, everyone will have to listen. I'll mute them out. I don't care. When you have something to say, we will hear what the queen has to say. So just jump in at any time, Kim, and I'm definitely going to be pulling you in. And once I'll start to see, you know, your rhythm, your tempo, and I'll probably you'll know me, and I'll know you when you want to interject or you want to lead on some things. Definitely do that. All right. So let's jump into what's in the news. So that article, and I'm glad Scotty really prefaced that, because that is really, really important. So next article, I posted a YouTube video. Papua New Guinea had a 7.5 earthquake. My man Dutch Sense had put a good YouTube video there, and so check that out. Actually, San Francisco area is having a swarm of earthquakes as well, and I can't remember the fault line, I can't remember. Is becoming extremely active, and that one goes down to Mount Diablo and Diablo, and there's a nuclear facility that's laying right on a nuclear reactor or a nuclear facility, and is known as Diablo Basin or something like that. Diablo means death in Spanish. And that nuclear reactor, those nuclear reactors are sitting right on that active fault line. And let me tell you something. If you look at where nuclear reactors are placed throughout the world, they're placed on, a lot of them are placed on active fault lines. Because, in my opinion, that's what the system wants. It wants an earthquake, and it hits and actually spew out that radiation like in Fukushima, which was on an active fault line. Who would do that? What credible engineer would ever do that when they know that those fault lines are there, because they put them all on them? So it must be one of the things that they look for. Oh, is it an active fault line? Put a nuclear power plant there. So check out that. Next article I got from Express.co. North Korea nuclear war threats to resume in days after Winter Olympics. With the Winter Olympics over, I said I expect some major events to happen after the Winter Olympics, and lo and behold, here it comes. Next one is from Gaffra.com. Natural gas sets the stage for an armed conflict in the Middle East. In the East Mediterranean. And the natural gas is what they're going to be citing as the resource that's going to bring about the war in the East Med. And, yep, we've been talking about that. Can see that happen. Next article, got this one from Reuters. Exclusive, U.S. prepares high sea crackdown on North Korea. Basically, they're going to bring in a naval blockade. That is going to spark the overall, is going to have a military response and is going to push a war for sure. Next article I got from Business Insider, and it says Trump warns a very tough phase, sanction phase, part two. Trump warns a very rough phase two against North Korea if sanctions don't work. Very, very unfortunate for the world. What do you think phase two is? Phase one was the sanctions and the blockade. Once that doesn't work, guess what phase two is? It's going to be military confrontation. That's why I said very, very unfortunate for the world, because they know what's going to happen, the overall depopulation via war. Global nuclear war one, in my opinion. Next article from Yahoo. Trump's budget balloons deficit, cut social safety nets. Check out that article. Next article, Kim had referenced this. She said she meditated over the weekend. I actually did a little meditation over the weekend, very beneficial. And believe me, I needed to do more. This one is from Waking Times. Why meditation could help you overcome depression for good. So definitely, we know that that's true. We need
Amen
to be engaging
that.
That is so true. So we'll take a look at that, because I think this also plays into our young people. We should be teaching our young people to meditate so that they won't be as easily swayed or influenced by the overall taste of the sweet taste of poison. Check out that article. Next article, my man Raj posted this one from TechCrunch. Circles acquires cryptocurrency exchange. So check out that article. A lot of things happening in the cryptocurrency space. Raj also posted from ZDNet. Ransomware, get ready for the next wave of destructive cyber attacks. Yes, and I think that's going to be a big part of the war. Big ups to my man Raj for that one. Next article, I got this one, and this has everything to do with our show today, what Scotty said with the NCAA, and this is a very, very critical one. Check this out, y'all, and this came from the Daily Mail online. It's a British publication. Turkish President Erdogan condemned for child martyrism comments. And the celebrity figurehead of President of Turkey had a little girl on stage in a military uniform, and then thanked her for giving her martyrism, thanking her for being a martyr and saying that the country will honor her. And the little girl broke out crying because she knew exactly what that meant. And these pedophiles is, it's, and then he kisses her on the cheek, Kim. These pedophiles are becoming more and more, they're exposing themselves, because they are going to get you to say, well, that's what, you know, that's just normal. This is what they want to do. A president, the celebrity figure, this is why all of this stuff is such a sham. This is why I said if voting mattered, it would be illegal. A celebrity figurehead president has a young child, a young girl. Let me just give you the underwriting. The president addresses a sobbing girl live on TV in front of cheering supporters. And what he's doing is that the celebrity figurehead president of Turkey is gearing up for war in Syria and bringing back the Ottoman Empire, one of the strongest military empires the world has ever known, and trying to get a revolution and a movement in that out of Turkey, because that's where it came from. And so what happens in doing that, the president addressed a sobbing girl on live television in front of cheering supporters. He tells the uniformed child, the young child is in uniform, the young girl is in uniform, that she will get state's honor if fighting
Unbelievable.
For Turkey. And then gives her a kiss. And the young girl busts out crying. Critics have condemned his actions as the same sort of child abuse for propaganda purposes. I say child abuse for propaganda and pedophile purposes.
Yes.
In a bizarre video in which he assures a sobbing child in a military uniform that she will get states honored if killed while fighting. Let me rephrase that. When she gets killed in state fighting. But see, this is the bad thing. But I'm going to come back to that. I want to hurry up and get to what's in the news, Kim. I don't know if you saw that article, Kim. But we'll touch on that one. This all has to do why we should be protecting our children from this system. Yeah. Because the first fatality in war is the honest truth. The honest truth. While, let me go back to, now you know why I wrote this, while burning ethical merits. What are ethical merits? Meaning your overall intentions are benevolent. Meaning that your overall ethics are beyond reproach. Meaning that you come in goodwill. While burning ethical merits on internment's altar. What is internment? They are sealing your fate for generations in their tomb of enslavement. This is how they do it. And you're going to see how we're going to put this together. Oh, don't get mad at the Turkish president. Your president did it, the last one, the present one, the ones before him and the next ones coming have done it too, to your children. But see, they did it in a different way. They even made you glorify our young children becoming martyrs for the state. But we upset at Erdogan. Man, come on. Next article. This one comes from The Guardian. Rise posted this one. Dictator for life. Jinping power grabs condemned as a step towards tyranny. And the celebrity figurehead president of China has basically revoked. They've revoked terms. Why did they do that? Because they know a war is about to start, y'all. They know a war that they're going to start is going to be, and so they're not going to have a so-called celebrity change of power during that time. Next article, Rise posted this from the anti-media. It says intelligent vets warn of growing risk of war with Iran based on false pretense, same pretense that they went into Iraq on. Next article, Rise posted this one from the anti-media as well. Newly released documents prove the U.S. government is spying on innocent Americans. So then a couple of other articles. I want to hurry up so we have some time because this is going to be a very, very important show. I want to give you time to sound off. Then I also posted an article from Bloomberg. Hungry Venezuelan workers are collapsing on the job. Check out that article. Then I posted the last one from International Business Times. NCAA reportedly cites prison labor in defense of not paying athletes. So that's what's in the news. And today's show is going to be why we need to protect our children from the system. Why? Because the war's first fatality is the honest truth while burning the ethical merits on internment's altar. They sacrifice your children and our children. That's going to be the topic of today's show. Kim and I will be looking at, and if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in. So what we're going to do is that, you know, Scotty had brought up the NCAA. Kim, I'm not quite sure if you I didn't know that until just before going on the show. Scotty told me that, you know, 1 minute before we went on air, and I quickly just pulled up that article. And I'm going to read this article.
Yeah, I actually saw Scotty's article online when he posted it initially. Yeah, I did see it.
Great. So we're going to pick up there. Now, let me just tell you, and some of you may have known, let me just pick up real quickly. I have it here. And then give you my insight on this, and some of you may have had student athletes in your family or some of your children. You'll know exactly what I mean by that. All right, so here it goes. From International Business Times, NCAA reportedly cites prison labor in defense of not paying athletes. And let me just say this. If you really look at what they're doing, all corporations in a fascist style, meaning corporations dictate the overall letter of the law, is saying that every single person could be used as prison labor in defense of not paying you. Why is this such an issue? Because they plan on using this even more widespread coming shortly. It's not just going to be your children. It's going to be your butt, too, if we continue on this path. It's already being laid out. But here it goes. Let me move this. As the eternal debate over whether or not college athletes deserve to be paid continues, new legal documents obtained by The Interceptor may not help the NCAA's case in court of public opinion. Not in public opinion, but it'll help them in the overall judicial system that is already fraudulent and is and full of fraud. Ubiquitous fraud is within our judicial system. There is no judicial system. It is serving the system of enslavement is what they do under the appearance of blind justice. Yeah.
And then comparing the athletes to prisoners. So they use a case to cite why they won't pay the athletes, but this person who they used for their precedent was he was already in prison. He was incarcerated. So are athletes incarcerated?
Kim, see, this is why you have the Queen's touch. That you know what, Kim, you're absolutely right. Because that's how the system sees, because the system sees every single person, regardless of the status, the title that they give you, they see you all as human resources that is assets for them to use. Your ad is their set. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kim. They are looking at not only the athletes, the student athlete, as the overall cattle that they can do whatever they want for their overall beneficial gain. It's everyone.
Hey,
every
Dave.
Corporation has a human resource.
Hey, Dave, division. I forgot to welcome on Kim, and but welcome to the network. Glad to have you as part of the BTR broadcasting family, Kim. But
Thank you, Scotty.
You're welcome. You made me think. I was like, hell, they do pluck these kids out the hood, the same ones that's incarcerated in modern day slavery and human trafficking, prison industrial complex, whatever people, you know, decide to call it. We know what it does, okay? But they pluck them out the hood to put them in prison, and they pluck them out the hood to bring them to college.
On the field. And put them on the field without paying. Exactly, Scott. Great points. And that's something that we need to know. And this is why we need to be protecting our children. How many parents, Kim, do we know are trying to get their children a scholarship by way of sports? It's countless.
A lot of them.
It's countless.
That's something that kids try for, in high school they get scouted. And you have to look at the makeup of most of the young kids that participate, especially in March Madness, is our black young athletes who are playing ball so hard. And a lot of them don't have the means to help their families, but their families have tirelessly helped them at every game, expensive, fees and dues had to pay. It's nonstop. So these kids should be able to have something. I mean, why not? Why shouldn't they be paid? They're working and they're maintaining their grades, so there should be some incentive for them to keep going. So it is like free labor, slave labor.
It is, and I want to break this down from a point that most people don't look at, and that's exactly what it is, Kim. And You know, it's not only are our student athletes on scholarships being enslaved, the academic ones are too.
Absolutely.
There is no difference. See, the system has made us look at poison as something as a part of our basic necessity for our food groups. We got to be exploited. We have to be disenfranchised. Unless we're being disenfranchised, because we can't recognize it, we think it's normal. Remember, these institutions are schools. They are not institutions of education. And this is a prime example of why that is. This is a prime example of why that is. So check this out, y'all. Here's why it's such a problem. The schools themselves don't even give the kids the scholarships. There is no scholarship that the school gives the kids. The schools make the scholarship available. The school does not give the overall child the scholarship. What happens is that the boosters pay for the overall scholarship. It's the boosters that actually pay for the scholarship. The school gives up nothing at all, but gains everything. See, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. This institution is making you believe that they're saying that they're giving you a free your child a free education. No, they're not. It was paid for by the boosters. It was paid for by gamblers in the casino and in the overall stock and on the auction board, the same auction board that Wall Street was developed to enslave people and sell them at auction, human slavery, is still done by NCAA. They still have the auctions. And you know what the auctions is called? Scholarship signings, signing week.
Yes.
And that's what it's really called. It has not changed. They just revolutionized how you enslave. The 13th Amendment is the clear indication, and that substantiates and validates the overall system's true intentions. Oh, they'll take you off the plantation fields, but they'll put you on a piece of paper that is stronger and more oppressive than any plantation ever could be. Because you won't even know you're a slave.
No. A lot of these young men get penalized for receiving a car and things that they need for their family. And a lot of them are inner city kids, as Scotty mentioned, who work their butts off to get to where they are or where they think they've arrived, and only to be in servitude. They're playing ball, and they just see there is nothing but that ball, how good their stats are, and how much money they've made on ticket prices for that institution. So if they get caught, God forbid, for receiving some clothing allowances, or, you know, they're suspended, or better yet, kicked off the team, and they lose their academic, supposedly athletic scholarship.
It's so true. And you know, Kim, and you really look at it, the boosters pay the school, right? And then they have an agreement with the school. We're the only ones that can benefit from this whole thing. We're the only ones. The school, and they don't want the overall student athlete to receive any benefits. You know why? Because they now have become property of the overall institution of enslavement. You going to work for us, and how much does what type of revenue is generated by these young people's energy?
Billions.
That have led into trillions.
Yes.
And the only ones that could benefit from that is who? It's who? The overall mob, gangster, corporate organized crime that's within the institutions. Oh, guess what? Traditionally black colleges do the same thing too.
Yes, they do.
All of them do it because they are all under the same charter. They are all under the same charter to deceive, exploit, and subjugate. It's not just the student athlete that they are exploiting. It's the academic ones as well. So, listen, we got a break. We got a couple of callers that are in queue. If you would like to jump in, please give us a call.
Real
number
quick.
Number is 704.
Real quick, just a quick example of what you just said is the academic ones. Think about the ones at MIT or in the medical, big Johns Hopkins universities. Any breakthroughs, any techniques that they come up with is owned by the university or the foundation that controls the, like you said, the corporation. So they are exploiting even academic scholarships. You know, the children that are so smart. And they see that in them, and then they act like they giving them something, but they gonna make so much more on the back end.
Yep, Scott, and we're gonna touch on that. And guess what? Please, yes, get mad at me because you think I'm hating on this. Yes, I am. Because guess what? The truth don't need you. You need the truth. You can reject it all you want, but you will never ever be able to reject the consequences of rejecting the truth. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Kim and I are here for you. Our co-host Kim is here. Looking forward to having a dialogue with you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We got a couple of callers in queue. I'm going to go to those callers real quick. Kim and I will take your calls, but I want to read something that our brother Griffin had wrote. He said, a continuance of the 29 U.S. states that have right to work states at will employment based on a sector already legalized as legally enslaved. True. Absolutely. So just want to go to take up some of our callers real quick so before we get too many in. I see what the order is real quick. We got a couple of callers in queue. We have a caller out of Michigan. We'll take them first, and then we're going to go to the Atlanta one. Then we're going to take my man Thomas out of New York after that. And real quick, Thomas had posted something. Before I go to the callers, I just want to say this. Thomas had posted something that goes right along with this theme. We're talking about what happened in Turkey with the celebrity figurehead president saying that they want to martyr all of the children. Oh, it wasn't just some of the children they're talking about. They're talking about all of them, and that's a pedophile agenda as well. The NCA stating that, yes, if the United States can have not paid their prisoners that have so-called have been in my opinion, wrongfully convicted by the state or the feds, we can do that too. And that's their overall excuse, or that's their overall legal agreement to the 13th Amendment. Let me tell you why they could do that, because they're a corporation. And they are one of the founders to the Constitution. The Constitution applies to them. It don't apply to you. So my man Thomas posted that young people out of Uganda, Uganda's number one export is mercenaries, and how they target young people. And when I saw Thomas post that, it just put everything together. This is why we need to protect our children from this system. So let's go to our callers. We got a caller out of Michigan, then we're going to go to the Atlanta, then we'll go to Thomas. Kim, you ready to take some calls?
I'm ready.
Cool. Let's do it. Okay, we got a caller. Area code 734 is the area code out of Michigan. You're on with Kim and David on Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
Oh, good. How you doing, Dave?
My brother. What's going on, man? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks, man. It's good to hear you, and welcome. The name is Kim again?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You know, this topic about the NCAA, I went through all that. I was highly recruited as an athlete. I ended up attending Michigan State University. And a lot of people don't know, really, I mean, we kind of, what you're talking, hit on a lot of things very on point, but it's a lot of other things that people don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
During the recruiting process, during the alumni, then you're dealing with, like you mentioned, the boosters and all that. It's a lot. It's big business. I mean, they're making millions and millions and millions just on one game. Probably more than that, depends on the school. But it's a very interesting thing that happened this weekend. A young man from Flint, Michigan, he's predicted to go top 10 in the draft. I don't have his name right off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But the investigation was the fact that his agent, and they know this guy's probably going to go top 10. Yeah, the agent knows he's going to go top 10. And he fronted the family some money. Okay, he just gave the mother some money. Now that's the money. He gave the money to the mother, but he didn't give the money to him. But you know how that all goes. But they decided to not let. They end up letting them play, but they were at one time leaning against them not playing. But they always keep talking about the NCAA is broken. And I'm like, wait a minute, you got kids that's coming out of high school, going to tennis, playing baseball, playing hockey, you know. But it seems like it's an isolated issue when you're dealing with, especially they complain about when the people look exactly like us, the ones that's coming out of these sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'm glad, brother, and I'm glad that you called in, because some of the things that go on behind the scenes, you know, we got to talk about it, and maybe you can enlighten me on some of that stuff if you don't want to talk about it. And just because it's so true what you said, the behind the scenes, the alums, the boosters. See, the school doesn't give anything. It gains everything. It takes that, and as you know, brother, let that child get hurt on that scholarship, and guess what? They pull that scholarship from that child.
Oh yeah, now, let me tell you something, Dave. I heard this is right doing a game. it's a whole lot of other stuff. I know we don't got that much time, but this is doing a game. We had a top recruit linebacker who got hurt right in the middle of the game. And you can tell his career's over. I mean, the man's knee is snapped. I mean, it was like he wasn't gonna play no more. Right. During the injury, the head coach just, because you know we right stand on the sidelines. I'm on offense, so he's on defense. He's saying, right. "Well, we need to recruit up some new linebackers now." Right during in the middle of the game, right on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a cold blooded business, and it's, you have to expect that when you go there. But a lot of people just don't know. They sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for.
Excuse me, caller out of Michigan.
Well said.
Caller out of Michigan, this is Scotty. Thanks for sharing your insights from behind the scene. You know, I was thinking earlier today, and I'm glad you brought up injuries, but you know how the NFL has been the focus of lawsuits and most of the media attention on concussions in professional sports. But I was thinking today, I was like, I know a lot of people got messed up from concussions just playing 4 years or 2 years of college ball. You know,
college.
Can you comment on that?
Oh, yeah. If you playing, like I was a running back, my job was to try to avoid from getting hit, but I can count right probably from junior high all the way to college. I can think of three incidents. Now, I was lucky because I always kind of avoid hits. But the linebackers, the defensive backs, the defensive players, those guys probably have a concussion or at least a mild concussion just about every game.
Right, right, right. One a quarter almost. I mean, quarterly in a game. Because, you know, once your bell gets rung, you never right. For you could just simply fall to your knee and have another reoccurrence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I was at my nephew practice a couple of years ago, and they don't even hit in practice. Because I remember in college, we would hit 3 days a week. So when the game came, we didn't hit on Friday, we didn't hit on Thursday. So it kind of was good and bad. We didn't hit all the time, but we hit to get us ready for the game. But they don't hit at all in practice. They don't even hit in practice in the NFL. I heard they only have so many
practices
a year that they can actually hit. I mean, it's just a wild animal. They just don't know how to contain it.
Yeah. Well, it's something that should – let me tell you. I think that the sporting realm is really a mirror of the geopolitical realm. You play by their rules, so they rule. And you've seen that throughout with everything. And Otis said also in high school. Yes, absolutely. All of this is big business. And I think that the athletic or the entertainment of the sports arena is really a mirror of the system itself. It has us versus them. And I love when people talk about with their team. Well, did we win today? Who was so-called your team? When was the last time that you gained any profits? That they sent you a check for when they won the game or when they lost the game? Or guess what? Even with a losing season, they were able to go and get a private placement and get hundreds of millions of dollars or millions and millions of dollars to stay in business. When did you benefit from that? And then they divide. It's a dividing thing. Your team versus this team by color, by fanaticism. That's what a fan is. A fanatic. Fan is abbreviation of a fanatic. And we glorify being fanatics because the schools, the same one that we're talking about that are depriving these young people of their energies, has made us fools. And this is something where we need to protect our children from.
Yes.
Because this is not a beneficial thing at all. It's
and
not a beneficial
so
thing at
it's
all.
It's so sad. It's sad that the mother, you know, that was a gift for her because of just to be a mom that's involved with a child that's in sports is dedication. A mom or a dad. You know, for the sports parents, it is nonstop dedication. The games, the practices, the fundraisers, everything. You know, so I believe that they should get something. I mean, give me a break. So you finally sent your child off to school on this athletic scholarship, and then you're still like, okay, what do I do now? Your child can't even get you a meal because it's against the rules. But I find that it's more in our community, and it's for people that look like us that have a lot of these stipulations, and it's very sad, you know, to even compare these kids to the 13th Amendment as slave labor. That's a slap in the face for the hard work these young kids put out and the billions of dollars in revenue that they generate per game for the people that know them by name, who wear their jerseys. They get none of those proceeds.
And you know, Kim, and you make a great point in one in which I just want to elaborate on. See, this is why I always say they're after your energy. Why is our community such a driving force in sports here? Because the way our bodies are designed and made, we produce more energy and more combustible, more energy that transfers into ability. And because of that, that energy that is actually created is monetized. And they've monetized that energy to be able to benefit them and disenfranchise you. Take all of your energy. I want, for the brother that played, he played running back. He probably was able to run a 4.4, 4.5 in his youngest, maybe even faster. I'm just saying. And a 40-yard dash, 4.4, 4.5 Once he got to 30, and if he played football all the way through, he wouldn't probably be able to run a 2.7 because the body has been broken down. No longer can it produce the energy. You hear it all the time that this athlete is no longer can do. Their skills are diminishing. Their abilities is diminishing. No, what is happening is they no longer able to produce, to have the same energy output. This is why energy is so important, that we overlook it, because the system doesn't want us to see what their true intentions is. It's to steal your energy. So what do? They create an institution that is there just to do that, and they'll say that it's the institution of higher learning. It's a scam. Always has been, and it always will. And they discard you because they know that there's somebody else eager to take your place, because they institutionalized that from the earliest age of Pop Warner and all forms of sports. Hate to tell y'all, sports is a battlefield. It's the war. It's the monetary war being waged against you.
But Dave, I don't
losing
think
battle after battle.
I don't want it to be lost on people, but there also, you know, there's that other institution, and Dewanye is in one of those institutions, you know.
Yes.
And so that's an institution, yes, too. They call it a prison, and it's run by the it's run by the federal government and the states. And then you have the private prisons, and they've been stealing energy through these prisons since the 13th Amendment was passed. So this is the so-called educators who've been lying to us, to our children, to our parents, to our grandparents, going all the way back to 1865 at the conclusion of the Civil War, and lied to them and said that they had abolished slavery. So now in this context, in trying to protect their slave profits, they're admitting that slavery is legal. These are the ones who have been teaching the lie that slavery was abolished, acknowledging that it wasn't abolished, and pointing to the 13th Amendment. Something that this network has been consistently talking about for the past 6 years.
So true. That is exactly it, Scotty. And it's even more than that as well. I mean, as you said, I don't want it to get lost in that as well, Scotty, and I don't want it to get lost this. Guess what? Your employment by corporations and the employment by way of the economy is an extension of that same objective. They're stealing your energy, giving you worthless and taking priceless. And we need to really expose them. What does this have to do with prepping? This has everything to do with prepping. By this, we need to be prepared to take back our sovereignty. And if we don't, we will continue to lose our energy. We got another couple of other callers. Kim, let's take a couple of more, because I know it's a lot of people that want to get in on this. So we're going to go to the caller out of Atlanta, then we're going to go to Thomas. Thomas, we'll be right there with you. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to the caller out of Atlanta. Welcome, caller out of Atlanta. You're on air, Tando Radio Show with Kim and David. What is your name, if you would like to leave it, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up? I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Can you guys hear me good?
Yep. Yeah, hey, sister. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well. Hey, Kim, what's up? It's Nakima.
Hi, Nakima. How are you?
Hey. I'm wonderful. I kind of came in on the back end of the conversation, and from what I've been listening to, I am absolutely in full agreement with what you guys are saying. But the thing is that the saying goes, there's absolutely nothing new under the sun. And how you guys were speaking of, slavery, and how you know, the colleges now and how they're making, you know, billions of dollars. This is nothing new. This even goes back to when, you know, we were getting, you know, whipped for not picking enough cotton or enough rice or whatever. And we were always weighed by our absolute worth is what we could bring to the master. So if you look at the colleges and the universities, it's the same exact thing. So what they're allowing to happen, and unfortunately we're allowing to happen as a black community ourselves, because either we stand for something or we stand for nothing. So if you're telling me that you're allowing my son or my daughter to go to your college to represent you, and you're going to make millions of dollars. And another thing that you guys had touched on, it was simply about, you know, being a fan and being fanatic. All that really is network marketing for free. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm wearing a jersey, or if I'm rooting for this particular team, and I'm, you know, throwing parties, and I'm talking about it all over social media or whatever, what am I doing? I'm doing network marketing for free for that team. So all I'm doing is bringing more people, more revenue, more capital to this school, to where they're able to go ahead and continue to abuse our young black men in ways, and they become disposable when they get hurt. So what you're saying in turn is you are really as valuable as fast, and excuse my language, as fast as you can run, nigga, run. And once you cannot run anymore, then that lets you know you have no value. We will upgrade to the next person who's better than you, and we'll sit you down. Now, I have
Sister, speak directly in your mic, please, because some of the things that you're saying is so important. We want to definitely hear you. If you would just speak directly in your mic, because you are fading in and out. No, you're perfect. You're well. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
So the thing that would happen would really upset me, and in total agreement, there was this young black man in high school, number one, varsity team, playing, winning every year after year. You know, he came as a female freshman, and you know, he started a freshman on varsity starter. That's amazing. Okay, so he's playing all 4 years, but what happened is he was failing all of his classes. So what they decided to do was, because okay, you're the star of the team, so what we're gonna do is cover up academically for you, so you can continue to give us our state championships and everything else. Then when it was time for him to go to college, he wasn't able to do so because academically he wasn't there. So he ended up having to go to community college, which community college, I mean, pretty much, you know, kind of like you're shooting yourself in the foot if you're trying to pursue some sort of career professionally in sports. So again, that's just a high school utilizing our black young men, because they're saying, hey, I'm not concerned about your education. I'm concerned about what you can bring to me. And just like in businesses and politics, they're not concerned about people of color just like you and I. They're concerned of what we can bring to the table, and they devalue us because they know that we're going to be willing to run faster, work harder, show up earlier, do the things that we do in hope that we'll get that promotion, in hope that we'll be able one day to be able to run this company. But no, see, that's when the Black Tax Act comes in. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's meant to keep us at a certain level. And once the black man or black woman starts to vibrate at a different level, we become a threat. Okay? And when we become a threat, then the opposing team or the opposing race all of a sudden then starts to figure out a way of, oh, not happen, or this did not happen, or, you know, now we have to lay in one for this, or, oh, you know what, now there's budget cuts, or, you know, whatever. It's like, you understand what I'm saying, how it is. It's always been this way. It's always been this way until we actually take a stand and stop talking about it, and stop talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. When are we going to do something? And guess what happens? The way that we can start making a statement is to be able to take that on black youth. And how about, you know what, we start our own, you know, organization. How about we take back the money that we're pouring into these banks, into these companies, and pour it into us? Because if you really look at all the statistics, if you really break it down, us, as strong as we are, and we are some strong, beautiful people, we are intelligent, we are smart, we're not given opportunities that others are given. Why not take these things that we already know, that we're already educated about, and why not start to pour back into our own community? Because I know that if my son is going to replace this university and they're going to continue to make billions and billions of dollars, and if he gets hurt, there goes his academic scholarship? And so now you're telling me that my son is not worth anything to you but another body on the field. He's not even worth to you a human being to where you would say, hey, listen, let's do this. Let's perhaps, you know, put you in, you know, physical therapy or things like that and try to get you back on the field. No, you lose everything. So that means if you can't bring our organization money, then that means your education lies on that. What is the comparison in that?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same as slavery. When people weren't no good in the field and they were old and they weren't able to perform, they were executed. You know, they period
discarded. Like, yes,
they were discarded.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, they were disposable. And so that is
you
something
know what, sister,
that is so sad.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kim. No, go ahead, Kim. I thought you were go ahead, Kim.
No, I'm just, you know, it's just very sad. And it's not just sports. It is academia. A lot of our young black children go to school and colleges. They discover things. They discover cures for different diseases. And who gets the credit for that? You have to know they are brilliant minds. And they mm-hmm. discover math equations. They discover formulas. They never get the credit for those things. Because
but they never will, and they never have.
They're under contract.
They never will, and they never have.
Enslavement contract. You know what? Sister, we gotta get ready for a break, and I just want to say, the sister. Sister, I don't know if you said your name or not, if you wanted to, because I wanted to address you properly. But sister, I just want to thank you for calling, because you were right. And one of the things that I say, you know, the sister said she was tired of talking. And I'm glad, sister, that you're tired of talking, because there are things that you are doing. And I think that the real solution to this is that we have to face our fears and remove our energy. Mm-hmm. Until we remove our energy from this system, then it will continue to do what it's been doing and has been put into place for their objectives forevermore. Until we no longer want to be a part of this system. And how you do that is you remove your energy. And it's going to be the hardest thing to do, because we're going to have to meet a fear that is a facade, and that's a fear of being homeless, starving, and broke. And until we do that, and when we realize once we remove our energy and we no longer play by their rules, because they no longer mm-hmm. have rules over us, then we will continue to be in this very predicament that we're in. But the most encouraging thing is that there's a spark of relentless energy. It takes years, it takes hundreds and thousands of years to subjugate the population. You can't change it in one night, but you can change it by one individual. We got to start asking questions and start putting our line in the sand where we say, I will no longer be the coward that I was taught to be. I won't give my energy. Stop paying your bills. Stop doing this. Stop doing. Until we come to that point where we break ourselves of this system, then we'll always have our umbilical cord of life attached to it. So we walk away, remove our energy, it will continue to live and thrive and rule, because we demand that rule. So listen, real quick, I'm going to let you come back, sister, and then we got another caller. We got to get ready for a commercial break. Thomas, we're going to come right back to you, sister. After Thomas, I'm going to bring you back, because I know that it was something else that you wanted to respond to. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation with Kim and I, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. We must protect ourselves and our children.
Talk
Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today's show is the reason why we need to protect our children. If we look at it, it's a multifaceted approach in subjugation. And the overall target, and we've been saying this since we've been on air, they don't care about the parents. They don't care about the grandparents. The target is always the children. They are looking at the investment, the velocity of energy going forward. They need the youth. They've already exploited the overall parents and grandparents, but what they use the parents and grandparents for is to subjugate and indoctrinate their children to be a willing participant in their disenfranchisement. And that's what's really happening. It happens in the sports world, in the academic world. It happens in the military. It happens in the corporate world. It is a system of subjugation that actually gets you to surrender your sovereignty and your prosperity. So what I want to do real quick is I want to go to another caller, Kim, and this one is Thomas out of NYC. Big T out of NYC. You're on with Tando Radio Show with Kim and myself. What say you?
Peace, Kim. Peace, Steve. How y'all doing, man?
My brother.
Hi. All right.
Man. Thank you for that post that you put into Black Talk Radio about Uganda, man.
Oh, yeah, man, and, you know, Uganda is actually the people, the Ugandan mercenaries are actually the people protecting the Saudi, Kuwait, and Dubai kings and princes, and they're also people that you call Boko Haram. These mercenaries. They're paid by the group. They changed the name. It used to be called Blackwater. That's the people running the commercials there. They're also destabilizing Mali, Mauritania, Libya. And in my research, I see they're about to hit Liberia pretty hard. They got a bunch of them going in. And when you saw that black dude, the black soldier got killed, remember his wife came up crying? They put it on TV. He was over there doing the comments. Or these mercenaries, that's what they got the U.S. That's what they're over there doing in Africa. Is they're doing the recon for these mercenaries. Let's talk about concussions. And, you know, if you take those helmets off, you will stop a lot of the concussions because the players, the helmets vibrate. I used to play football. Helmets vibrate, one, and they block your peripheral vision. And, a lot of your vision is blocked, so you don't see a lot of things coming. And if you see it coming, your body will form a natural response. You know, if you ever see a quarterback and he sees the blitz coming and he gets hit and rammed to the ground hard by someone, but he'll jump right back up. It's the ones that he doesn't really see it coming. You know, they catch him from the blind side because the cholesterol in your body didn't push. You know, it'll shift all the cholesterol to your body to brace for that hit. And if you don't see it coming, you know, and that's what that helmet produces. Is it blocks your peripheral vision. Always hated those helmets. It's just like boxing. If you put those boxing helmets on the football players like they used to have, they never had concussions back in the days where they wore the leather helmets. The college thing, to me, that's 4 years a slave. You know, forget 12 years, 4 years a slave. And prison is often called college in the hood. You know, we use that. Man, I was at Wade College. You know, you ask someone, "Where's your son?" Oh, he was at school. You know, that's like a little slick thing. But I just wanted to bring up a few scenarios here real quickly. Chris Webber, it's a documentary on ESPN where they're talking about the Fab Five, and he's standing in front of a Foot Locker, and he just borrowed a dollar to get a slice of pizza from some random white guy, and he's standing in front of his jersey, and the jersey costs $45. And at that moment, you could tell, like, he's going pro. You know what I'm saying? Deion Sanders, his mother took out loans, and she had a pretty good job. She bought him a Mercedes-Benz and a whole bunch of jewelry so he could prop himself up and make a character out of himself. You know, a cornerback wasn't getting paid back then. He made himself prime time. And then they went and made rules.
He marketed himself. Parents.
Yeah, he marketed himself. And then they came back right after that and made a rule against your parents, limiting what your parents could give you. In some cases, if you're a big star, yeah, they'll have to look at, you know, whatever your parents send you, it has to go through the school, and then they'll, you know, allocate that to you afterwards just so they won't be violated. So that's a big thing as well. And Carmelo Anthony, when he went pro, he gave $20 million to Syracuse for them to build a new workout facility on the campus, and I think he's promised another $20 million before, you know, his career ended. So here's Syracuse, a major university, getting $40 million from one of their former slaves. Now, if you watch the Ben Simmons documentary, he's a guy who's a rookie, and he went to LSU, and he refused to go to class. He was like, man, what's the point of me going to class if I'm not going to stay after my 3 months of playing is up? I'm leaving. I'm not going to class. He refused, and they sanctioned him, but either way, he refused to go to class, but that documentary, the way his family and him talked about the system, is very compelling. I would ask y'all to watch it. It's on one of those premium channels on your cable. I saw it one night, the Ben Simmons story or documentary. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I know I'm taking up the time here. They are admitting now that college is a plantation, and you know, unless you're playing for, you're paying for it yourself, or you're playing with, or you're there on a grant. If you're there on a scholarship, it's a plantation. My wife's in school. She has to, she's on a scholarship. She has to maintain a certain grade point average. I mean, it's not as bad as these athletes where they can't go get a, I mean, you can't even get them a part-time job or something. I mean, it's straight up slavery. It's not as bad as prison, of course. But it's just another variation of that 13th Amendment, and it should be. I really hope that this is a wake up call to the players to maybe, if you're gonna be a slave, go be a slave for the black people. Go to the black college. Let them get that money. Let them get all those television deals and stuff that all these white colleges are getting. And you're still gonna make the pros because they pick the best players. I'm muting my line. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, Thomas had made a lot of points, and Blackwater's new name is Academy. Is so if you look for Blackwater, their new name, they try to hide it, is Academy now. And he was absolutely right when he talked about the Ugandan, who they really work for, and so forth. And, you know, I want to just say a couple of things that Thomas, just to reiterate, and then let Kim. Kim, did you want to respond or say anything from what Thomas or what the sister had said earlier?
No, I mean, I was just really, really listening to how he broke it down, because I agree with him is that, you know, of course it isn't as bad as slavery, but you have signed up for 4 years of really not, can they really maintain their academic status, especially for the athletes? You know, I don't think with the rigorous schedule that they have, that they actually have time to study. They're in practice 24/7. So they know that when they go in for athletic scholarships, that we're not coming here to really, quote unquote, learn anything valuable. There are select few players that actually have the capacity to do their work as far as schoolwork and be athletes, and those are the ones that we see who have promising careers on ESPN after the fact when they're retired and they're able to do other things. But for the most part, the 4 years is dedicated to the sport.
Yeah, and you know, it's, I think that it's very important that we look at, this is all a scam. It's all a scam, and it's all done by organized crime. Organized crime of subjugation and enslavement. Now, I will say, when Thomas gave the examples of Dion marketing himself and Carmelo Anthony then giving to Syracuse. Let me just say this about that. That was the smartest thing that is one of the smartest things that Carmelo could have done, was to do that. Here's why. Now, the University of Syracuse, once he gave that so-called donation, if it came from his foundation, he didn't give a dime. He didn't give a penny to him. Because everything that he gave to him is given back to him. And the University of Syracuse has to pay him and his family or his heirs for perpetuity. One of the things about this corporate structure and this structure that of subjugation is this. The government is great at writing laws, but they're not going to tell you the ones that they wrote for their benefit that you can use and utilize. Oh, of course, yeah, there are things that you have to do. So what Carmelo did there was the actual smartest thing to do. I actually advise our clients to do that, to do just that. Because when you do that under the right structure, under the right legal structure, now the University of Syracuse or any of those institutions have to pay you for perpetuity, not for the rest of your life, for the rest of the life of the contract that you write with them through the foundation. Now you just wrote a constitution. Very, very important. And these are some of the things that we don't know because the system doesn't want you to know. So very, very important that we understand that this is a corrupt system.
Dave, you still there? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Spotty.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, because Dave, you cut out on us, man. You might have muted your phone by mistake, and you do have quite a few.
I can hear you.
You have quite a few callers that's waiting. But on the organized crime aspect, I was thinking yesterday, again, as a legal strategy, because remember, you know, the new abolitionist movement for the past 6 years have been looking at all kind of ways to overturn, encounter, or whatever you want to call it, the 13th Amendment, and trying to let people know that slavery was never abolished and exactly what it means. But on the organized crime aspect, you know, now this is working within the system and fighting back within the system. So that, you know, I'm saying it in that context. But if I was one of these former student athletes that have already filed civil lawsuits, like the NCAA is citing the 13th in response to this guy's lawsuit, I think that they should file RICO charges. When they said organized crime, now we've seen this work against bail bonding companies. One of them got put out of prison when a nonprofit law organization sued them under RICO and won in civil court. It's not criminal RICO charges, but you can still apply that federal law in civil court. So that's how I would attack them. That they're admitting that they're engaged in slavery and human trafficking. And this is organized, like Dave said, this is organized crime, because under international law, slavery, it doesn't just say chattel slavery or something like that. It says slavery in all its forms. The Human Rights Charter of the UN, and granted, the UN is controlled by these same criminal corporations like USA Inc., but their charter on paper does recognize different forms of slavery, and it says that all forms should be abolished. But that's what I would go. I would treat them like organized criminals in the civil court. File some RICO charges on them. We've seen it work, you know, in the civil courts in attacking the criminal justice system or corporations that's profiting off of the criminal justice system, like that bail company that got shut down in three different states. So, Dave, are you back?
Hey, Scotty, let me add in what you just said, if I can. Because there was a, I remember when I was working at a law firm and I was reading some of the case law on a case involving the O'Bannon brothers. I don't know if you remember them, but they were basketball players for UCLA. One of them, with one player of the year, Ed O'Bannon, went to play for the Nets. But his their career has never went anywhere. I think he had knee injury. But either way, they sued the NCAA and EA Sports because they were they were putting all the great basketball teams all time on the in the game, and they were using their images without their consent. And they filed some charges and they won, and it made it illegal now. So now when you buy a NCAA game, the players can't look anything like the actual players. They could have the jersey and the attributes, but they can't look like the players anymore. I don't know if that would work.
Yes, I recall a case. I think Rico would work. Rico would work. So, Dave, Kim, you're going to have to take over. I don't know if you're on the board at our uberconference.com.
Yes, I'm here.
Black Talk Radio Network. But you do have some other callers. It looks like Dave dropped off, so he probably has some issues with his phone. So okay. I'm going to turn it over to you. Ross. Oh, okay. Looks like we got Dave coming back in. I don't know if Ross had an opportunity to speak. He's on the board. And then we also have the young lady out of Georgia. Dave, do we have you back, sir?
Yeah, you got me back. I don't know what happened. My phone was still connected and everything else got cut. Man, it was crazy. So let's go back to we'll go to Ross. We'll go to Roz, and I'm not surprised they cut out what we were saying there. We'll go to Roz, and then we'll go back to the sister out of Atlanta. Go ahead, Roz. We'll say you.
Peace to you, Brother Dave. Peace to Sister Kim, Brother Scotty, Thomas. I just got to say, I've been saying this for years now, that this entire system, every one of the 10 areas of people activity, economics, education, entertainment, healthcare, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, are all plantations. There's not a system in play that is not based on the slavery system. And what and Thomas is so darn brilliant. What he was describing when he said that, you know, because of the things that Deion Sanders did and other athletes, that, you know, they were vetting or checking what students were able to get from their own parents. They're talking about commissary. When you go put money on somebody's books or you send them mail, we call them kites in the street. When you do all of that, what do? Open your packages, go through them, make sure that there's nothing else in there before you can get it. And so, again, that's just the most refined form of slavery that we've ever seen, but we've been so conditioned because every system is a slavery system. So we think this is normal behavior until they expose themselves like they did in that article, and I thought that was a great post. Now, remember when the economy collapsed due to the housing market? This was like back in 2008, 2000, around 2008.
After that, 2008 and 2009.
Yes. After that happened, what they did was they actually left the housing market and went into the college market. So now all of these there's a ton of colleges online and colleges that people, brick and mortar colleges that people apply for, that are actually non-accredited, but they're lying to the students to tell them that they are accredited. And I remember there was a big incident with it was one of these, not the Chubb Institute, I think it was DeVry, and it was on the local news here in Jersey because they had a location where they had active student body. They were supposed to have a graduate
school. And it was Trump schools as well.
And what they did was they literally closed the school down in the middle of the semester where the students were, they interviewed them on the news. They were sitting there waiting, the teachers were outside and everything. They just closed the school without telling them anything. And then they found out after the school was closed that it was non-accredited, even though those students had paid them already. So the new racket is education, or as I call it, edited dictation, because that's all it is. And I just think that every time we talk about these subjects, we're talking about plantation slavery refined and codified into law and into all the other areas of people activity so that we're psychologically, psychosocially conditioned towards accepting this as a normal way of behavior. Thank you so much. I'll mute my line.
Yep, well said. We got to Roz, well said. Yes, and that's a part of it all because it is the military. The military is doing the exact same thing that they did in Turkey with the president with the young lady, bringing her up, telling her that she's going to be a martyr, that they will honor her. They do that exact same thing here. Look at your next Navy, Marine, Army, Air Force commercial. See, they just do it in a different way. They just revolutionize, and they just they just modernize how they want to have the overall propaganda of enslavement for us all to obey. And this is what we have to. And the only way to get out of it, everyone, is that you can't become what you had to endure. You cannot become, and you cannot want to facilitate and maintain that overall direction. Even if it is at the smallest level, take the first step before you can walk a marathon or before you can walk to your overall prosperous sovereignty. It is going to take time. It didn't happen overnight, but your refusal in it is immediate. And refuse it and refuse as much as you possibly can. So I want to go back to, before we get out of here, Kim, you know, I really do think that before we go, real quick, we got another call. I want to go to her, but we have to look at what this world is really trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what the real objective is. The real objective, and I think that the sports arena is one of the best examples of the system of subjugation that we have, because they have their fanatic fans. And what do all the fans always do at each other? Joust, fight, always at each other's throat while they're watching the overall play on the field by the rules of the games, and the overall players are being exploited for their talents. While the overall ownership creates this stadium, creates all of the rules, and creates the whole paradigm in which the game is played, and then they benefit. One of the things that we can't forget is this. Guess what? You, in this country, you probably participate and being a fan, and you don't even know it, because your energy is being siphoned for all professional teams in this overall country. Here's why. All the stadiums are now being built by taxpayers' contributions.
Yeah.
So they're stealing your labor. Building these stadiums for these organizations, and they're profiting. They're privatizing the liabilities. Excuse me, they're privatizing the profits while they are publicizing the liabilities. They're making you pay for it. And that's what slavery does, is that it steals your energy. That's what the economy does. It takes your energy and gives it to those that control resources. The only reason why they're able to do it is because they control resources and they tell the economy what to do. We don't need money. We don't need cash. What we need is to control their resources. And the number one resource we have to first control is our energy. Then you go to the resources that maintain and cooperation of sustaining life on this planet. Then you want the people to have a relationship with those resources and not dominion over them. Dominion means your demise. So, oh, man, I forgot about the one sister. Before we get ready to get out of here, would love to bring the sister back on out of Atlanta. Sister out of Atlanta, we got two minutes. What say you? We may
Hello?
Have lost her. Yes, go ahead, sister.
Oh, yeah, hi. It's me. It's me, just really quickly, I agree with the brother, I forgot his name, who had just spoken right before you. What he said was absolutely spot on. And then I wanted to touch base with you before we had went to commercial break, where you were saying, you know, it's about a mentality, and how you said that, you know, how right now, if you have grandmothers, my great grandmothers, and they're already in a certain mentality. What happens is that that mentality is passed down from generation to generation to generation, and so we grow up in that system. But if you look at it, and I hate to bring up, like, you know, my, like, the slave movies that, you know, that we're producing and we're watching and, you know, whatever, and it breaks us down in a way to where it really wasn't actually factual. Some of it was factual. But if you look at it, and if you have, you know, the headmaster, and then you have the overseer, and you have all of these slaves, had they known their power at that time, instead of being enslaved for over 400 years, you understand what I'm saying? Had they known that there's only a couple of people, and if you took out that word fear, which stands out awesomely, it's the fear that we have to step outside of our comfort zone that will make us be victorious. It's because we'll sometimes feel like exactly what you said, you know, it's about the money or it's about whatever. It's a bigger issue than that. Because you're telling me if you're going to sell yourself short for money, then that means you're selling yourself as a slave. So I feel like then you are absolutely conditioning what they are allowing to happen.
Hey, sister, what, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. We got to get ready to get out of here. Well said. Sister, we'd love to hear from you again. We were having trouble hearing you. Maybe your finger was covering the mic a little, but we would love to have you call back in and to give your overall thoughts on everything. So, hey, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Today was Kim's first co-host, and I want to say, Kim, fantastic job, sister.
Thank you.
Looking forward to you being back on. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, remember, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, and before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out of here, we'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.